This is Jay Sekulow. We've got an update on Saeed Abedini's case, a belated request from the State Department, and now the IRS issuing additional regulations and HHS before the Supreme Court.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
If, in fact, I could solve all these problems without passing laws in Congress, then I would do so. But we're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
You know, but Charles, here's the thing I would say to you. You know, in this Hobby Lobby case, the people involved, Shannon, say it's okay. They're willing to offer contraceptive services. They object to the morning after pill. This seems to me to be willy-nilly. You're opening the door to employers saying, well, you know, yeah, we don't
people,
like this, but
people,
we like that.
But it's about the nature of religion. And it seems to me that it is a belief of secular Americans, in particular of those who craft a law like this, that religion is what happens on Sunday, and the rest of your life is non-religious outside of the church. And the people who really are religious understand that that's a complete misunderstanding of what religion is.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Ask about Robert Levinson.
Sure.
Did he come up as part of the nuclear negotiations?
The P5+1 talk focused exclusively on nuclear issues, but we have repeatedly raised his case and the cases of other detained American citizens, including Amir Hekmati and Saeed Abedini, in our bilateral discussions with Iran.
So it didn't come up in Geneva?
The focus of the meetings in Geneva were on the nuclear negotiations.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, every time I hear the State Department, I was saying this open was playing, it's so outrageous what they did. You're sitting across the table from the captors of the Americans, and you don't get the release of the Americans as you're giving the Iranians $5.4 billion or maybe more and, quote, humanitarian aid. Jordan, you know, this belated calls for release the day after the meetings are done is really outrageous.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, now you've got a White House on the run from the press corps. Basically, the media that has picked up on this, I mean, everybody from Fox News and CBN News who have been covering it throughout to now CBN and you've got CNN and you've got NBC News and you've got people like Wolf Blitzer just doing it on their own. That's where we need to be. At this point, people like Donald Trump tweeting about it to get to the next level of pressure on the White House, where it literally becomes an issue they will be questioned about every time Iran comes up. And Iran is going to come up a lot over the next weeks and months.
All right, folks, it's also already been a busy day. I was on this morning with Bill Hemmer's broadcast, talking with them about the HHS mandate, also about these IRS regulations that have been proposed, more violations of free speech, in our view. As well as being on tonight, it looks like with Megyn Kelly on the IRS issues. Jordan's going to even be on Fox tomorrow morning, Thanksgiving Day, on a number of topics. So, you know, we are jammed right through the weekend here. Let me tell you what we're doing. Jordan and I will be calling into radio next week from Berlin, where we're participating in a huge international conference on religious freedom. We're both speaking, but there will be representatives from the United States government, governments in the Middle East, including Turkey. So this will be another opportunity for us to raise the issue of Saeed Abedini. We're taking your phone calls on all of these issues today at 1-800-684-3110. You also may want to tell us what you're thankful for as we approach Thanksgiving. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Than Bennett's also in our studios up in Washington, D.C. with Jordan. Than, very quickly, everybody's gone now. What do you expect happening when they get back? Give me a 15-second version here.
I think the first topic up for debate is going to be Iranian sanctions. We're going to have to see what the Senate does. I think when the House is back next week, Jay, I think they're going to come out of the gate firing on this, and they're going to put the pressure on the United States Senate to follow suit.
Well, which means we need to be there, folks, even through this weekend and through this week as we fight back for Saeed Abedini's release. We've got to get sanctions put on Iran to void out this disaster that President Obama has brought on the American people. If you want to sign that petition, I want to encourage you to do so. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We need everybody's name on that petition right now. Put those sanctions in place on Iran. Void this deal. Bring Abedini home. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this. A huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, we're in the final 3 days of our November Matching Challenge campaign. We encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We only do these a couple of times a year. You can go to aclj.org, make that online gift. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for it, aclj.org, or you can call it in again at 1-877-989-2255. So it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Listen to this statement from President Obama responding to a heckler at a speech yesterday. Jordan talked about this on Fox News last night, but listen to what he said.
If, in fact, I could solve all these problems without passing laws in Congress, then I would do so. But we're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
So it's part of our tradition that you've got to have laws. But if I could, believe me, I would do this without passing laws in Congress, which means he would become a king and not a president. And that's the words of the President of the United States, not scripted, coming from his heart. That's the reality of what we've got. And they leave at the same time, Saeed Abedini at the table, and he's in a jail in Iran along with two other Americans, and we're getting nothing for this. But I need you to support the work on this, folks, and I need to tell you that the response to the petition has been great so far at aclj.org. In just a few days, we have over 50,000 signatures asking for sanctions. And Than, how important is it to get those sanctions in place?
I think critically important, because the only leverage that we had were these P5 plus one negotiations, and the President of the United States decided to sign an agreement without Saeed being free. So the only way that we're going to reinstitute that leverage is through these sanctions, through the United States Congress. And frankly, Jay, with the White House leaning on the United States Senate, the only way those sanctions are going to get through is if the Senate Democrats hear from their constituents, and if those constituents are insisting that they be put back in place.
Jordan, what is your sense on where this is going?
You know, I think we've got a situation where the White House, the administration, realized they really bungled this, that this was a mess up and something that they thought that they could use this talking point. Well, it's just about the nuclear issue. But in reality, it wasn't. We're giving humanitarian aid. Now, today, they're being embarrassed by Iran. Iran is saying that what the White House is saying about the deal isn't true, that they are continuing work on their nuclear site. That's what Iran just announced as we're getting close to Thanksgiving, and that the White House wasn't honest with the American people about what they really agreed to. So not only are we learning that the deal with Iran is even worse than what we thought, the American government was not willing to put three Americans as a precondition to any kind of, what if you want to say it's a bad deal, if you think it's a good deal, this should have been part of any kind of deal, sitting down with Iran. And I'm sick and tired of hearing from our government, well, you know, we can try to ask, but we don't have a relationship. We now have a working relationship with Iran, just like we have one now with Assad in Syria, with that deal made on chemical weapons. Like it or not, we're sitting down at the table with the Iranians. We can ask directly, and we can say, well, we're not doing this if you don't do this. Let's actually see something like that from Iran, but instead our administration is having to play defense on this. But at least it's gotten the public's attention, and it's gone to the next level.
Yeah, it has. CNN's Wolf Blitzer, I'm going to play Bite 5 in a moment here, folks. This is Antony Blinken, the Deputy National Security Advisor, being grilled by Wolf Blitzer. But before I say this, every time we talk to the State Department, I get the same response. Well, you ask, what did the Iranians do? They had no response. But we're still across the table from them, giving them money, and they had no response. Listen to Wolf Blitzer. Listen to Antony Blinken trying to get out of this one.
The only thing the president raised with President Rouhani when he spoke to him, other than the nuclear issue, was the fate of these three Americans and asking that they be returned to the United States.
Well, in the case of Saeed Abedini, they apparently intensified his incarceration. They threw him into a more hostile prison environment. That looks like a real slap at the U.S., directly at the president after he raised it with Rouhani.
We've been repeatedly clear that we're calling on Iran to release them. The president's raised it. We will continue to raise it, and we hope to see them return home.
It's pathetic, folks. Absolutely pathetic. I mean, unbelievable. We had Secretary of State staring at Zarif, the foreign minister from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we'd left the Americans behind. You fight with us for their release by getting these sanctions put back in place. That's the critical part of this. Go to ACLJ.org or call us right now and add your name at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I encourage you to do that today. Let's go to the phones, Jordan.
Yep, Larry's calling in from Oregon on line one. Larry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I really appreciate the work you guys are
Thank
doing.
You.
I support you in. I support you financially when
Thank
I can.
You.
And
appreciate that.
My big question is here, from what I've read in Article 5 of the Constitution of the United States, this sitting president has committed tyranny against the United States with its practices. And when we're going to maybe get something going about impeaching him.
Well, I mean, I see your question to the call screener was, does the IRS scandal raise to the level of impeachment? Right now, what we have, it does not. But I will tell you this. The IRS yesterday issued proposed guidelines, which is a horrible attempt for a post hoc justification of their own illegal conduct. They're issuing regulations further restricting free speech of 501c4 organizations. And the president is, of course, fully aware of all this. And they're doing it to cover their tracks. And they're trying to change the rules in the middle of the game. And, Than, I know there's going to be more oversight hearings on this, which there needs to be, because this really is unbelievably ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really beyond belief. I mean, people need to remember this targeting, this scandal is ongoing. We have a number of clients who still don't have an answer for years from the IRS on their pending applications. And instead of cleaning that mess up first, what the IRS has done is just ratchet up the pressure. They've changed the rules. And, you know, I told a member this morning, Jay, that I think this administration's use of the federal bureaucracy to target political enemies has reached a level that I frankly thought we'd never see in America. It's really pretty frightening. People need to pay attention to it.
Well, I hope people do pay attention to it. I think that's going to be the key thing. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Live the day before Thanksgiving here. So we're taking your calls if you want to talk to us on air. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, let's go to George in Utah on line three. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, George.
Hey, how you guys doing? This is a great radio station.
Thank you.
Thank God for it.
Great.
Hey, I just kind of wanted to comment on the Iran issue. It's just ridiculous how the U.S. wants to give them aid. You know, I would like to see more of a sanctions type of deal, but I don't think those sanctions are going to happen, you know. But
well, listen, we're not going to give up on the sanctions because there was enough initial outrage on this, George, that there's momentum. And I say momentum because the fact of the matter is, Republicans and Democrats realize what an awful deal this is, and there's going to be a lot of flack back home. Not only that we left three Americans stranded, basically, but that we did so, and I'll tell you something, not only did we do it, we did it and we were across the table from them. And it really is, at the end of the day, inexcusable. And Jordan, it puts our job, it makes our job that much more difficult.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we're sending over humanitarian aid, it's exactly as we've said, I think, in our press statements, that these Americans are expendable. Not only have we betrayed Saeed Abedini, Amir Hekmati, and Robert Levinson, but we've also sent a message to Iran that they're not so important. In fact, humanitarian aid to the regime, which, by the way, will likely never get down to the actual people who need food or need supplies or medical care in Iran. The money to the humanitarian aid, as we're calling it, is more important, I guess, from coming from the United States and a little bit of sanctions relief than asking for Americans who are, as you said, held hostage to be returned home. I mean, this is a White House who's now having to deal with this. Well, at the same time as we're on the broadcast, and, you know, Iran knows what they're doing as well when it comes to the media. They go to the media the day before Thanksgiving and say, hey, don't believe what you're being told by the White House. Here's what we're really doing. And they're very bold about it. We're continuing on with building our nuclear plant.
Well, I mean, it really is. If you listen to the Iranian media and look at what's being done and said in Farsi, it's like there's two ships passing in the night here. It's so bizarre on the way that they are doing this. I'm going to grab a call really quickly here. Abe's calling from Illinois on line one. Hi, Abe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm questioning Harry Reid's motives and his character. All he wants to do is perpetuate the Democrat agenda. He's selling America out cheap.
And he changed the filibuster rules. He exercised the nuclear option, which was a short-sighted move on their part for precisely that reason, to not only stack the courts, but to change the way business is done in Washington, because they're living in the bubble that things will always stay the same. And the fact of the matter, they're not. And it's good for the goose. It's good for the gander. They're going to pay for this in ways they never imagined. And I will tell you, I think the American people are right to be outraged at what's going on in Washington. And Harry Reid, very quickly, Than, he initially came out saying he was very concerned. That doesn't appear to be the case right now.
Abe's right on target here. Before this deal was struck, Harry Reid was for sanctions. After it was struck, the White House called him, and he has said he will not call the Senate back early to consider it. I think he's caving to the president on this one.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, folks, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition to get those sanctions in place. But let me tell you this also. We need your help financially. The ACLJ in our biggest months, November and December, make that online gift any amount we get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
Jimi Hendrix song Watchtower, performed by the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. That video being released the day after Thanksgiving, you're going to want to watch for that one. So great song by John Schlitt and our team here at the ACLJ. We had a good time doing that Jay Sekulow Live group. We don't have a formal name. We'll have to come up with something. But what we are going to do is take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take Rebecca, who was in Geneva, I guess, when all this was going on.
Yeah, Rebecca calling in from Oklahoma on line two. Rebecca, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello. Yes, I was in Switzerland. I was in Europe for the last 3 weeks. And during all these talks and things, I was kind of inquisitive to the European people. And most of them do not trust the Obama administration at all. And especially when it came out that there were all these secret meetings that had taken place before the actual face-to-face meetings come through, they said it's very detrimental to the allies that are in the European conference, especially concerning Israel. And it is just so sad to hear them speak of our country in that manner.
Well, I'm not shocked. I guess the Iranians trust the president because they did a deal with him. Listen to what Joe Lieberman had to say about this on Megyn Kelly's program last night.
I mean, I can't blame him for hoping that we can work this out peacefully, but honestly, you got to remember who your friends are and who your enemies are. And the Iranian regime, not the Iranian people, are our enemies. They got the blood of hundreds of Americans on their hands from the Marine barracks in Beirut right through the Shias that they trained to kill American soldiers in Iraq. It's very tough to trust. They still want to dominate the Middle East. They're not friends of ours, and they're not friends of our allies, Israel and the moderate Arabs.
And I think that points to the problem. So I think you're absolutely right. Why would our allies trust us when we continue to take action like this? It makes no sense. So therefore, they don't. And frankly, I hate to say it, with good reason. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's talk about this for a moment. And that is the next plan for Saeed's case, because a lot of people are saying, what do we do now?
Well, yeah, what we've got is a situation where if people go to BeHeardProject.com, they can continue to speak out. And there are a couple of things, you know, people are doing for Thanksgiving, and we're encouraging people to share this on social media, Twitter, Facebook. We'll have plenty of things to do if you can leave a seat open at your Thanksgiving table for the persecuted, specifically Saeed Abedini. You can continue to speak out via social media and our social media campaign at BeHeardProject.com. And all of those interviews, you know, I think especially share the Fox interviews because they've been covered, share the CBN interviews, but share those CNN interviews. They're all online at ACLJ.org. And I think it's very important for us to send that message because it continues. It may reach a new audience, you know, for young people out there, and they're seeing other personalities talk about this and discuss the case. I think it's very important that people do that and do that, especially tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, to remember the persecuted and specifically pray for an American pastor imprisoned on Thanksgiving Day yet again, only because he's a Christian.
We, by the way, have on BeHeardProject.com, we've got a video that's up right now by our friend Kevin Max, who's a former lead singer for DC Talk, now the lead singer for Audio Adrenaline, addressing the latest developments on Saeed Abedini's case. And I appreciate Kevin being such a vocal supporter. Ricky Skaggs, the bluegrass legend and country music legend, has also been very outspoken on this. So we're going to continue to fight, folks, and that's why we're traveling to Berlin to work again every angle we can. We'll be calling in next week on that, but we're fighting back. Folks, stand with us also. You can sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's to get these sanctions put in place, which is the only way to reverse at least the government's action here and get the Iranians back to the table. We had them at the table, and we let them go without releasing three Americans. It's inconceivable to me that our government did that. Inconceivable. Talk about horrible geopolitical negotiations of the worst order. But nevertheless, that's what happened. So we've got to now take it and fight back. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take the next call.
Yep, we'll go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Carol in South Carolina on line four. She's been holding on. Carol, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jay. I want to thank God this Thanksgiving Day for you and for your program.
Well, I appreciate that.
Center for Law and Justice. You're doing a wonderful job in speaking up for our country and all the things that are being done here that should not have never happened. Also, I want to thank God right now for Michael Moore, because he responded to the 9/11 responders who couldn't afford medication, and I thank God for him as well. I misunderstood him when I first heard of him.
Yeah. I don't like his politics, but if he's trying to help people and that suffered through 9/11, it's hard to dislike anybody that's trying to offer help. But I'm not going to comment on my views on Michael Moore. We disagree about on everything, fundamentally. But having said that, look, we do have a lot. We live in the greatest country in the world, despite what we're going through. We live in the greatest country in the world. Back to the phones we go. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Jordan?
Yep, right back to the phones. Let's go to Paul in Texas on line 5. Paul, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jay. Listen, I wanted to say that I think the president ought to be impeached. Only problem is I thought Clinton ought to be impeached, and they impeached him. And
well, yeah. You know what's going to happen? They're not going to get impeached. I mean, this is the reality. He's got the media with him. He's got everything going in his favor. We've got to fight back and deal with what we can. We've got to change the policies. Fight him on the policies. Then that's the battle in Washington, fighting them out on the policies.
Yeah, the American people are seeing this. I mean, the president's approval rating's at an all-time low, 37%. But you're right. We have to fight on the policies. We have to continue to highlight these cases like Pastor Saeed's, where this administration has dropped the ball, and just speak the truth to people. I mean, this answer, Jay, it's at the ballot box, and it's at in continuing to fight these policies in Washington, D.C., and we're going to stay engaged in that.
All right, let's take another call. Jordan, let's take Lily out of Maryland.
Yeah, Lily, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Lily.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to indicate to you that since I'm 70 years old and since 100 years ago, the United States had American University in Beirut.
Right.
They have sent missionaries overseas to Iran. My father was the recipient of missionaries of Americans who went over there and handpicked few people to send abroad to become educated, and he's the first Iranian doctor. Therefore, this idea of terrorism, bullying, criticizing, you don't see Iranians going to Russia. You don't see no Iranians going to China. They come to the United States to become educated. Since 100 years ago, the minds of these brilliant people, some of them stayed over here, some of them went back. Half of the cabinet are educated in abroad.
Right. Lily, that's the outrage in this to me with all of this, is that the Iranian regime knows they're smarter than this. Look, the Iranian people, the Persian people are smart. But the fact that we're in this situation to me is just absolutely unconscionable. I appreciate your call and happy Thanksgiving. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Go ahead and sign that petition for Saeed Abedini right now today and make a gift to the ACLJ, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, like us on Facebook, ACLJ, Jordan, NJ. Like us all on Facebook. Share it with your friends. We've got that great movie out also, too. Tax Invasion, irsmovie.com. That's irsmovie.com. And again, if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, aclj.org. Enjoy the song. Back with more in a moment.
No reason to get excited. The thief kindly spoke.
We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Supreme Court granting review in two HHS mandate cases. We've won seven of ours. We have one up at the Supreme Court right now. That'll be held pending. These two will be filing briefs. More on that on Monday. New IRS regulations, also unconstitutional. We're challenging those as well in court. And, of course, we're working for the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini and taking your calls at the same time at 800-684-3110. Let's go to Sven calling from Utah. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call, and God bless you for the work.
Thanks.
I would just like to request that all Americans, while we sit around this Thanksgiving, and so many of us unbelievably clueless Americans that whether they support Obama or not are more concerned about what white wine they're going to be having at the dinner table than thinking about a pastor that we absolutely should have not even said one more word at the bargaining table until they released him.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, to me, that should have been a precondition of any negotiations. But there is a plan right now to remember Saeed and the persecuted church during Thanksgiving that our friend Pat Mahoney talked about on air the other day. And Jordan, why don't you explain to people what we're doing there, what we're seeing happen? Yeah.
We're asking people, if they're so inclined to do so, at their Thanksgiving table to leave a chair for Pastor Saeed open so that everyone at that Thanksgiving table, your family members, to pray for Saeed and the persecuted church, but especially for those Americans who are in prison and not able to celebrate Thanksgiving with their family, a prison abroad, in his case, Iran, only because he's a Christian. So to leave a seat open and to share it with us, you can use hashtag Save Saeed on Thanksgiving. If you do, take a photo or go to the Be Heard Project Facebook page and share it there as well. To share your photos of leaving that seat open.
And I just think it's a great thing to do, and I encourage people to do that. Let's go to Stephen calling from California on line one. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning. God bless all of you guys today.
Thank you.
I'm really thankful for this radio show. It's been, wow, a beautiful experience thus far since I've been actually listening, and I just want to make it brief. So I feel that the last brother that was talking about how all Americans have kind of, you know, fallen asleep and per se to certain issues and have just maybe chalked it up to the idea that, oh, this is just a natural progression. This is not a natural progression. We're at war all the way around in terms of spiritually, and our government is, you know, actually just kind of crashing in on certain issues that are very detrimental to Israel and to us as Americans. And I'm so thankful for this program, for bringing up.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Stephen. I want to encourage you, though, that we're hearing, I mean, and thank you to attest to this, we're hearing from literally hundreds of thousands, millions of you that are listening to this broadcast and taking action. So the American people, there are some that are not paying attention, you're right, but then we're hearing from a lot of people that are outraged in all this.
Yeah, I think it's easy to get discouraged when you have an administration that's acting like they are. But, Jay, we see this every day. Our listeners, our members are engaged in overwhelming numbers. And I would just say this. As we head into Thanksgiving, you know, the president has asked people to talk about Obamacare. I think people are actually going to be talking about Pastor Saeed because that's what they care about. We have seen that proof each and every day. No matter what this president does, we're going to continue to fight.
We are. And, Jordan, the fight is going to continue now as we go to Europe next week.
That's absolutely right. We are continuing our work, heading overseas. We'll be in Germany specifically, but meeting with our team from our international offices and meeting with leaders from literally around the world. I've written about it in the Washington Post, a conference sponsored by the Greek Orthodox Church on religious freedom. There will be leaders, literally, I don't want to go into too specific, but government leaders who have direct contact with Iran. So as Nagme has said, you know, our U.S. government is obviously, without even more pressure, not willing to fully make the case for Saeed. So we're taking his cause elsewhere into other nations.
You do this. Let everybody know what they can do to close this out. And we've got a lot more ahead on the broadcast.
Sure. Well, folks, if you want to get involved in the efforts to save Saeed, go to BeHeardProject.com. Participate tomorrow. Leave a seat open at your Thanksgiving table and pray for Saeed Abedini and pray for the persecuted. As always, you can go online to aclj.org. We need your support as well to continue to do the work that we do so we can be overseas and to have these offices and do the work that our government's not doing. You can make an online donation at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. We continue to talk about a variety of issues today, folks, but quickly, I want to play for you an interview that Jay did on CBN. He was on with Dr. Robertson talking about this HHS mandate case that the Supreme Court has just agreed to take. Again, we are litigating seven of these cases, folks. One of them is at the Supreme Court. We have also been engaged in dozens of other cases on behalf of members of Congress across the nation. We are following this case as closely as possible. We are continuing to work on the case. And I wanted you to hear this latest update from Jay. Again, he was on with Dr. Robertson on CBN. Let's go ahead and roll that interview.
What they call Obamacare is in serious political trouble. And another assault may be coming up. I don't know if this is going to succeed, but Hobby Lobby is suing to say, look, this mandate shouldn't force us to pay for contraceptive-style drugs.
That's right. Christian businesses are challenging the Obamacare contraception mandate because they say it violates their religious freedom. Heather Sells has the story.
Hobby Lobby founder David Green owns the Oklahoma-based Christian arts and craft store chain. Sharing the gospel, he says, is the driving force behind his quest for success.
There's so many decisions that we have to make that we just can't make without God, the Holy Spirit, guiding us. And it has been very important for us and our family to lean on the Holy Spirit.
Green employs 13,000 full-time employees and does his best to care for them. Over the years, he's raised the minimum wage to $11 an hour and closed his stores on Sundays to allow employees time for family. But he objects to the Obamacare mandate that requires employers to subsidize birth control as a part of employee health care benefits. Green believes life begins at conception and opposes birth control that prevents the implantation of a fertilized egg in the uterus. Hobby Lobby and about 40 other companies have filed suit over the requirement. The Supreme Court will now decide whether the religious views of company owners can trump a government mandate.
This would be the first time that the Supreme Court has ever recognized that corporations are protected in their religious liberty in the same way that living, breathing human beings are.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says the health care law, quote, puts women and families in control of their health care, and notes that churches are exempt from the mandate. So far, the lower courts have been divided on the issue, giving the Supreme Court even more reason to weigh in. Heather Sells, CBN News.
Well, Jay Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice is here with us now. And Jay, What do you think about this one? It's a tough call for the Supremes. We're not talking about abortion, although people think that morning after pill is a type of abortion.
Right.
But it's being presented as a opposition to contraception, which is a losing game.
Yeah, and that's not really what the issue is. So the groups that are opposed to what Hobby Lobby and others are doing. By the way, Pat, we've had seven of these cases. We've gotten injunctions in all seven, including at the Court of Appeals level. We have one that is at the Supreme Court right now on an issue, but we did get the injunction in place. The question is this: do corporations have the right to free exercise of religion? In other words, can a corporation's owners put forward through their company their faith and values? Remember, the Supreme Court held just a few years ago that the First Amendment right of freedom of speech applied to corporations. So now the question really is, does it apply, the free exercise clause apply to corporations? And while the other side's trying to say it's all about contraception, it's really not. It's, you've got a situation where business owners like Hobby Lobby and others sincerely object to this portion of the mandate of Obamacare, which is this requirement of what they consider, as you just mentioned, like the morning after pill, abortifacients. They want those not to be part of their plan. They're not saying people can't get them. They're just saying they don't want to pay for them. So I think the court's going to be very closely divided. The key vote to look for here is Justice Kennedy. And, you know, he tends to decide these cases tending towards liberty. And I think the liberty interest of the owners of these companies trump anything else. So cautiously optimistic, but it's going to be a very, very close and, quite frankly, a very complex case.
Well, it's being pitched by the of opposition as this is going to be denying women the freedom to have contraception. There's no such thing. Nobody's denying it. They just don't want to pay for it. Is that
right,
the way?
That's exactly right. I was on CNN yesterday in debate on this, and that's what was brought up. Well, what about, I said, the free exercise rights of these business owners? The counter was, what about the reproductive freedom rights of these women? Well, they're not interfering with those. They're just simply saying, we don't think the government should compel us to pay for this. Okay. And that's really what this is about. Can the government be in a position to compel a business owner to violate their conscience? And I think at the end of the day, the answer should be no, as it has been in our seven cases. But this is going to be closely divided. Arguments will be probably sometime in February, with a likely February, March, likely outcome the end of June. Cautiously optimistic, but a very close call.
You've been suing the IRS. The IRS did some bad things under Lois Lerner in terms of 501c4 groups. What are they trying to do now? They're trying to come, is it an end run or to try to limit free speech again?
Change the rules in the middle of the game. So we've got litigation pending right now with 41 cases, not just Tea Party groups, by the way, but other conservative and Christian organizations. And the IRS is proposing a game change, a rule change, in the middle of the proceedings. And these rule changes, and Pat, you're one of the main architects of this whole revitalization of political engagement by conservative and Christian organizations. They believe that the distribution of voter guides or even get out the vote campaigns are not social benefit, which is absurd. But this is the new position the IRS is going to advocate, and they want, it's basically a post hoc justification for their already acknowledged illegal behavior. I think the courts will see right through it if these, in fact, become the regulations, but they've got to go through a long process for the regulatory review, and believe me, we will be fine. They call them comments. Trust me, your American Center for Law and Justice is going to be filing comments. You can bet on that.
Is this being driven by the White House? I mean, it's obviously ideological, and that whole thing that was going on before, I mean, it was right out of the White House. What do you think about this one?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, they got the Treasury Department issued these proposed regulations. You know they're in consultation with the White House, with the President and his staff, certainly with the Chief of Staff and the White House Counsel. And these proposed regulations say a get-out-the-vote drive is now deemed to be purely political activity, not qualifying, in their view, not qualifying for social welfare benefit. And how is it that getting people to exercise their right to vote is not a benefit to the social welfare of a community? I don't get that. And the IRS is applying these 30-day and 60-day prohibitions for distribution of voter guides. You know, they tried that in campaign finance before. Mm. Those have all been struck as unconstitutional. So this is the ongoing saga of an IRS that is incapable of self-correcting.
Jay, they've got to take over this monstrous health care law. How can they possibly do it?
You know, Pat, they can't. I mean, that's the real nexus here. That's the real connect you have to draw, and you just did it so well, is that the IRS is the enforcement vehicle for Obamacare. That means those IRS agents that have been sharing information with parties they should not be doing it, sharing it with other government agencies, are going to have your most sensitive data, your health data, and they're going to be in control and enforcing it both from an economic standpoint and all this data sharing. And I think, Pat, that should be causing the American people a lot of nervousness. With the rollout of Obamacare being such a disaster, with the healthcare.gov not operating, with no one registering to do this plan, the idea that the IRS is going to be, you know, the equivalent of the police in enforcing this should be sending chills up everyone's spine. I can't even believe that they decided to let the IRS do it. And in light of all these problems, you'd think they would have figured out another way. But hopefully Obamacare falls on itself and we don't have to deal with the IRS.
Well, how's the case you've got, the ACLJ has got against the IRS? How's that proceeding?
Pat, we've just filed a recently amended complaint adding additional parties, including the IRS White House counsel, additional counts. And in fact, these proposed guidelines actually help us in the sense that it proves that what the IRS was doing before was targeting and it was illegal. So I'm really optimistic. The government's response is not due until the middle of December. So we'll get their response in the middle of December. They've got both the Department of Justice Tax Division as well as outside counsel defending these individuals that are employed by the IRS in their official and individual capacities. So there's a lot of lawyers involved. It's one of the biggest suits we've ever handled. But, Pat, they've acknowledged the wrongdoing here. They can correct this, by the way, very quickly. They're just right now incapable of doing it. Those applications that have been pending for 3 years are still pending. And before these fake proposed guidelines were issued yesterday. Remember, they were offering this deal. If you'll do 40% or less of your activity is deemed, quote, political, we'll automatically give you the exemption. It used to be 49%. So if you surrender 9% of your constitutional rights, you'll get an automatic exemption. No one's buying any of this. The IRS is doing these post hoc justifications. It's a big case, big repercussions. Right. But, you know, as you know, that my first job out of law school, that's what I did. Yeah. I was an IRS lawyer. So it's, and one of my, a co-counsel on the case was actually in my same office at the IRS. So we're working the case together. His name is Julian Fortuna, lawyer in Atlanta. He's working with us. We got former U.S. attorneys involved. We've got the A-team is litigating this case.
Again, folks, that was Jay on with Dr. Robertson. But listen, as we go to a break, we need you to stand with us on this issue of Iran and Pastor Saeed. Folks, there should have been no negotiation without Pastor Saeed's release. There certainly should have been no deal without his release. If you want to stand with us, call on the United States Congress to pass tough sanctions on Iran, 877-989-2255.
Waiting for the break of day.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Listen, as you know, we have been so heavily engaged in this IRS targeting issue on behalf of 41 Tea Party clients across the nation. Jay went on Fox News this morning with Heather Childers to talk about these new regulations that the IRS has proposed. Folks, instead of backing off on this targeting, they are doubling down and they are looking to ratchet the pressure up even more. I wanted you to hear this interview. After this interview, we are going to move back to Pastor Saeed's case. But again, this was Jay on Fox News this morning with Heather Childers.
Well, another tough fight for the White House on Obamacare heading to the Supreme Court. The court will consider the religious objections of employers opposed to the law's contraception mandate. Now, the White House says that reproductive health treatment should be between a woman and her doctor, issuing this statement. Take a look. The president believes that no one, including the government or for-profit corporations, should be able to dictate those decisions to women. Jay Sekulow is the chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you very much for joining us. So your organization, you've obtained 7 injunctions. You have a case pending at the Supreme Court. What is at stake here?
Well, it's, I think, one of the most significant religious liberty cases that the court's taken in a decade. And there's some that are saying this is all about contraceptive devices. It really isn't. What this case is about is religious liberty and freedom of conscience. Can the government compel an employer to acquire a product, demand that they purchase a product for their employees, and in that product there are elements of it which violates their sincerely held religious beliefs? Now, we've had 7 cases. We've obtained 7 injunctions against this enforcement of the HHS mandate. We do have one case on one issue at the Supreme Court of the United States. It'll be held pending these 2 decisions. But really what's at stake here is, can the government compel a religious employer or a company that's owned by people of faith to violate their conscience? And no one's saying that individuals can't obtain contraception, the contraceptive devices. What they're saying is we shouldn't be compelled to pay for something we disagree with, especially you've got with the morning after pill, which many consider to be abortifacient. In that case, the idea that the government would compel the business employer to purchase that for their employees, we think it goes too far and violates the First Amendment's free exercise clause.
And that's actually where the argument, there's some discrepancies between both sides. Because if you take the beginning of the statement from the White House that we just read, the first part of it said that the health care law puts women and families in control of their health care by covering vital preventative care like cancer screenings and birth control free of charge. But that's where, you know, some organizations, some groups, these specifically, Hobby Lobby being one of them, and some of yours, they would argue that this does not just include preventative care and birth control. They would argue that this would also include some procedures that are basically abortion.
Yeah, well, and because it does. I mean, the health care law mandates these, despite the president's protests to the contrary. The regulatory scheme that was implemented by HHS actually does include those very things you just mentioned. And if you take a look at Hobby Lobby situation, where they've got thousands of employees throughout the United States, a very successful company. The idea that the government is telling the owners of Hobby Lobby, look, you surrender your right of free exercise of religion, your faith, when you enter into the commerce stream as a business, and you must acquire for your employees something that violates what you believe in. That's ridiculous. You know, the Supreme Court has said that the right of freedom of speech does apply to corporations. The question here will be, does the free exercise of religion apply to corporations? The lower courts have been divided on that. I will say that that in the Hobby Lobby case and in ours, ultimately the courts of appeals in our cases and in the Hobby Lobby case ruled correctly. Some courts have ruled the other way. So it's going to be a fascinating case and very close.
All right, I have another topic I want to move on to, but just quickly, what do you think the Supreme Court will decide this time around?
I'll tell you, I think it's going to be ideologically, it's a really close one to call on judicial philosophy. It could be 4-4 with one in the middle that makes a decision. May well be Justice Kennedy. He tends to side towards liberty. I think the liberty interests here of the owners of these businesses outweighs any competing interest.
All right.
I think at the end of the day, they carry it.
So those are some for-profit businesses that we're talking about.
Yep.
Let's now move to some nonprofit. And this decision made by the IRS, this announcement that they are going to provide some tax breaks. Now, how do you feel about that? You said that it is yet another blow at civil liberties.
It sure is. I mean, I'm litigating right now. I represent 41 clients against the IRS. And this is a post hoc justification for the IRS's bad behavior. So they're coming up with new rules in the middle of the game, or even towards the end of the game, and saying, oh, we're going to change the rules now so what it looks like that we did wasn't as bad as it really was. But no one's going to buy this. It's in a regulatory environment that's going to take over a year to get forward. We're going to be objecting strenuously. And it's a really significant violation of free speech. I think this was nonsense. I think this is the administration, again, trying to move the ball while the game's in play. And that's just not the way it's supposed to be when you're the referee. And the IRS is supposed to be a referee here.
Yeah.
And calling it and not playing for the other side.
Could
and
be
they
very
certainly
significant.
Didn't do this to the liberal groups.
Yeah.
It is. And I think we'll win it back. I think we'll blow it back. I don't
in
think
they'll
total, be able to
get it in total, both sides, outside groups pouring in at least $305 million into the 2012 elections. Mm-hmm. So it affects a lot of folks. Thank you, Jay Sekulow, joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Heather.
Again, folks, that was Jay on Fox News with Heather Childers. We will keep you updated on that IRS regulation issue. Quickly moving back to Pastor Saeed's case. Last night, ABC News covered the issue of the Iran negotiations, as well as how Pastor Saeed's case plays in. Folks, it's a good sign that National Network News is covering this case. I wanted you to hear how they covered it. Again, this is last night on ABC News about Iran and Pastor Saeed.
The White House petitioned the government of Iran today to grant the wish of one American family with a Thanksgiving plea. Former FBI agent Robert Levinson has been held hostage longer than any other American, and his family is hoping tonight that the recent thaw in U.S. relations with Iran will bring him home soon. Here's ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross.
Please help me get home.
As of today, no American has been held hostage longer than former FBI agent Robert Levinson. For him, it is day 2,455 since he disappeared in Iran. The once clean-cut 65-year-old Florida man, last seen alive in this video released 2 years ago, appearing disheveled in a gray prison suit.
33 years of service to the United States deserves something.
There were signs of some progress today with an unusually delicate statement from the White House, respectfully asking, not demanding, that Iran help secure Levinson's safe return.
It's a code word in Islamic Republic circles. It's a country that tends to be particularly sensitive about how it is approached and how you ask questions of it.
Levinson was reported missing during a trip he took in 2007 to Iran's Kish Island as a private investigator after he had retired from the FBI. Iran has denied holding him, but U.S. investigators don't believe that. Levinson's family hopes the seeming thaw in U.S.-Iranian relations could lead to his release, although U.S. officials said today his case was not part of the recent talks in Geneva.
But we have repeatedly raised his case.
Iran has admitted holding at least two other Americans. Amir Hekmati, a former Marine of Iranian descent from Michigan, visiting his grandmother but accused of being a spy. And Saeed Abedini, an Iranian-American pastor from Idaho, sentenced to 8 years in prison for establishing churches in Iran.
Folks, again, that was ABC News on Iran and Pastor Saeed's situation. Listen, as we head into Thanksgiving, don't forget about Pastor Saeed. Call now, stand with him, 877-989-2255. As we spend Thanksgiving with friends and family, let's make sure that we don't forget about a U.S. citizen languishing in an Iranian prison. Call on the President and the United States Congress to stand with him as well. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.